Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody is good. This is going to be a very interesting live and podcast. I am feeding off of the powers of the Gorilla Glue Girl. Okay, guys, I know everybody out here has heard about what this woman has done to her hair. If you don't know, Google Gorilla Glue Girl. She is trending right now. For the last week or two, she has been trending, and it has been very entertaining. Oh, man, my notes disappeared. So, let me find them real quick. Like, I'm sorry for the delay. So, we're going to talk about that. I'm letting a couple people get on, let people see where we are at, what's going to happen. Man, I have perfect notes. Oh, I hate when I lose stuff. This is when you're not unorganized. But today, I have not been feeling, I've been under the weather a little bit, trying to push myself to do more. And, when you're an entrepreneur, these are things that you have to do. You just have to continue to push yourself until you get what you need done, right? So, sick, not sick. I'm dedicated to do this live and this podcast every Wednesday. So, this is my dedication to it. But, so, since I lost my notes, we're going to kind of wing it. All right, so I'm very sad about that. So 10 marketing tools. Hello, everybody on Instagram. I am here again by myself. Everybody on YouTube, if I have anybody here. Let me check the software to see why I'm not going live on. Don't know why it's not live on YouTube. All right, so we'll see if now YouTube connects. But yeah, this is what I am talking about today, is the 10 steps that the Gorilla Glue Girl used to make sure that she's marketing. Now, I don't think she did these 10 steps. Yeah, she is a genius. Yes, she is. She is. She did what everybody wants to do, but we're too scared to do it. But we're not. It's not even the fact that we're scared. We're just, you know how they say, it's funny to me because they say that there are stupid people out here. And the people who do the most stupid things get the most notoriety about what they do. You know what I mean? So they do the most ignorant, stupid things out there to get notoriety. And I don't even think she did it on purpose. This was like, she asked for, she wanted to be famous, and she was like, okay, I just need my hair to be laid, and I'm going to go to work, my little 9-to-5 job, and because obviously she's not making a whole heap of money, because if she was making a whole lot of money, she would be able to buy her own Got to Be Glue. The bottle is only $5. Even if you're running late for work or needed something done, like, you still have the money. You can scramble up $5 to not go through $20,000 worth of drama. But the thought process behind it was she didn't have it. So she thought, "Lap, I need my hair laid, and this is what I'm going to do." So with all that being said, her marketing strategy was freaking awesome, all right? So, number one, in marketing. And this works regardless if you put Gorilla Glue in your hair or if you are just marketing your business. You have to figure out, number one, is your wow factor. She went on live, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, live, and told everybody that she put Gorilla Glue in her hair and couldn't get it out. At that moment, from that 10 seconds of her saying that, I was entertained. Like, you did what and why? So when you are marketing your business, that wow factor needs to be there. I don't know how you're going to, what your wow factor is for your business, but you have to dig deep and be real creative about what that wow factor can be, right? So, with that being said, that was her wow factor. That was her woohoo. You're like, what you did, what and why? Then the next video, which because of the time frames that she did it, like she did it within a 7-day window, which kept you entertained. Because if she only did the first video, then we probably wouldn't have paid that much attention to it. Like, we would have watched it, but we really wouldn't have paid. We would have been like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, she'll be fine. But when she did that shampoo video, that was like, this can't be done. I have glue in my hair. It's stuck to my scalp, and this can't be done. So you just hit me with two wows. So now when you are marketing your business, you have to now, within a time frame of a people's attention span, she hit people with two wows. I put shampoo on my hair, and it's not moving. So now I have two levels of wow factors in my marketing. So I hit you with what I did, or who am I? I am such and such, such and such, such and such, and I did this, or my product is this, and it is super awesome, or this is super crazy. And then she hit you with, you can't beat this. It can't be done no better way than this right now. It can't be done no better way because I have glue in my hair and nothing is removing it. Then the bra went to the emergency room, okay? Now, she did that whole thing. She went to the emergency room, and we sat there and watched them pour stuff. She's a very dramatic person anyway. So she went in there, and she was like, oh, it's hot. Oh, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. So now that makes us feel her pain. So now after we got wowed twice, we felt her pain. We felt like, oh, my God, this is really happening. This is really what's going on. She really can't get this mess out of her goddamn hair. She can't get it out. So now you have, I can't believe this, and this is very true, and I have made this product untangible, and it's the best thing ever because now I can't even get it out of my hair. Okay? So that's number three. So number one, wow factor, engaging wow factor. Very short, simple, engaging wow factor. So she kept the video simple. She didn't go in there with all, I think she was so emotional that she didn't even know that people like emotions. And she showed all the emotions. I have watched these videos over and over because they just amaze me because I'm just watching her and I'm just looking like, are you freaking kidding me? So she goes in there and she puts the glue, or she does the, what do you call it? The shampoo. She goes to the emergency room. She hits you with two wow factors with the shampoo. Like, this is real. It's not going to come out. You can't prove it wrong. Now, if you ever watch infomercials, this is the same kind of concept that infomercials do. Okay? Like, you'll go and watch an infomercial at 2 in the morning, and they're like, this super mop will dry up all the water on your floor. And you're like, nah, man, this one mop can't do it. I have mops in there. I have to wring them out, put them up. And then they put the mop on the water. It sucks all the water out. Then they drop flour on the floor. And it's like, no water is here. Wow. So they hit you with the, I don't believe this. I don't believe this method. Then they hit you with, let me show you. Right? So I don't believe this. Let me show you, or you can, it just possibly couldn't be true. Let me show you. And then, wow, another wow. Like, this is what we're going to actually have to go through to get this done. Right? Well, this is what we're having to go through. So she's sitting there on that third video where she is back at home after they went to the emergency room. They gave her the saline acetone solution, and she was at the house, and she was putting the saline solution on her hair, and she was just, Then she got your emotions in it. She got your emotions all caught up in this, right? Are y'all really following me? Like, that is the, put some stars up if y'all following me, because this can work for any business. With a strategic method, this can work. So she did it. She did that and got your sympathy, got your emotion, got your heart drawn into it, because now I'm in pain. Oh my God, this can't get any worse than this. Am I going to lose all my hair? I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to look like this the rest of my life? Am I going to be able to grow hair? Now, as a female, all of those things were running through everybody's head. If you are a female and you have a head of hair that you like, all of that. She going to be bald. She going to have a bald spot. She ain't never going to grow no hair. She going to have to wear a wig the rest of her life. She messed up her damn scalp. But you thought perms messed it up? No, Gorilla Glue did. So she got us on those emotional. That's number three. That two wows and emotion. Then what helped her a little bit more was she got help. She posted the help that she was doing. Like, so she gave feedback from everybody who was shooting her, put tea tree oil in it, put coconut oil in it, let olive oil sit in there for 24, 48 hours. Like, she was like, okay, I tried this, I tried that, I tried this, I tried that. Now, that is your trial and error. So, like, if you have a company and you have trial and error, be like, oh, I have this book, that book, and this book, and none of these books can do what my book can do, because it is awesome. And you can't grasp the mentality to do this. You can't. So she did it, and she was like, epic fail, fail. This one doesn't work, fail. So she showed a little bit of negativity in that level of emotion to actually get her point across. Like, this is a serious thing. This product, this is a very serious item, right? I don't know what's going on. Oh my goodness, I only did it for 15 minutes. Oh well, I don't think it'll automatically cut me off. If I get cut off on my podcast, I will have to come back in and restart it. But with all of that being said, that's number four, is the I can't believe that it actually happened, right? So that is number four. Number five is look what I have to go through to get it done, all right? Look what I have to go through to make sure that I have scalp. I flew all the way to California and did a GoFundMe page because I really don't have no clue idea of how this is going to happen. I don't know what is going to go on with my scalp and my head. I am worried. I am traumatized. So we got your story. We have your wow factor. We have your emotions. We have your again, with that. We're back at your story, and we are still talking about it, all right? So all of this has happened in this. Hold on one second. I'm sorry, guys. So we're on number five. And I wonder if it's still recording. It says off air. In episode.